This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 33 for Wednesday, August 28th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools. This is our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. Brian, today we were so hoping to feature sights and sounds, or sounds, because it's a podcast, from our Salt Dogs game.
We could have explained the sights.
We had it all planned out for the Salt Dogs game on Monday. Unfortunately, Mother Nature did not cooperate. For the first time in 12 years, we had to cancel the Salt Dogs field trip for our fifth grade students.
Disappointing for everybody. It was so hard that morning watching the radar. It's like, oh my gosh, is it going to snow? Not snow.
Rain.
Snow would have been a lot of fun.
Snow days is a lot of fun, especially in August. But yeah, and I know it's disappointing for the kids, but you know, the game also got canceled. There was really nothing to go to at that point. So unfortunately, kids didn't get to go to the game.
So what are we talking about today then?
So today, instead, we are going to feature our LPS Live board preview with the chairs of the Superintendent's Facility Advisory Committee. That's coming up next. But Brian, what stories are on our website?
We have this great story about something that happened just yesterday. Carrie Erks, she's one of our social workers, and she was named the 2019 Nebraska School Social Worker of the Year.
So, congratulations, yeah. Carrie.
So they had this sort of a surprise ceremony for her yesterday over at Bryan Community School.
I was there.
Were you there?
I was.
And she thought she was going to a professional learning activities. Teachers have to go to these things all the time to, you know, keep up on things and know what's going on. So she gets there, and she thought something was up when some family and friends with flowers and such started walking in. It's like, this isn't professional learning. So she was surprised with this. They got to read some of her nomination letters. She was very humble. She said, I'm just doing what we all do every day. But Gabby Danner, she's a social worker right there at Bryan Community Focus Program, and she said about Carrie, it's often said that character is who we are when nobody is watching, and Carrie is always a social worker. She is a beacon of hope, both professionally and personally. Carrie admits warmth and genuine empathy for those she encounters. She strives to use her social work skills to make the lives of those she interacts with better. So, Congratulations, Carrie.
And I was there with the video camera capturing her reaction when she realizes that she won, and Gabby's full nomination letter. So go ahead, check that out on our website. If you want to hear the full nomination letter, you can see that on our website.
We have a pretty full calendar this week. Starting tomorrow, we have girls varsity golf going over on at the Highlands Golf Course. 4 p.m. boys tennis, Lincoln High versus North Star over at Woods. 5 p.m. softball, East High versus North Star and Northeast versus Lincoln High. That's up at Doris Bear. That's sort of up north of Cornhusker on 48th Street. And then 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night, we have volleyball, and that's Southeast versus Lincoln High over at Lincoln High. Friday afternoon, 4 p.m., we have Rocket Cross Country Challenge at Pioneers Park, and 7 p.m. we have Southwest versus North Star football over at Seacrest Field.
Football!
For those of you that are itching to go see a game, there you go. Saturday, 8 a.m., we have the Boys Tennis Invitational at Woods, and all day also up at Doris Bear, we have the LPS Softball Invitational. Monday, remember, it's Labor Day, there's no school. And then next Tuesday, September the 2nd, girls varsity golf again up at Highlands Golf Course. Boys tennis is going on North Star Southeast at Woods. And 6:30 p.m. that evening, volleyball East High versus Southeast over at Southeast. And reminder for everybody, enrollment verification is supposed to be done by the end of this month. So you've got a couple days left. You've got red buttons pretty much everywhere on the LPS site. So you go to a school site, go to the front page, look for the red button that says enroll or verify, and complete that verification if you have not, because that will all get turned off over the weekend and you will not be able to do it next week.
It just helps our staff out, and it helps us out in reaching out to you if we need to communicate about school information. So please get that information turned in as soon as possible. Well, Brian, at the Board of Education meeting last night, members of the Superintendent's Facility Advisory Committee presented their recommendations for facilities to the Board of Education. And we featured the co-chairs on our LPS Live board preview that we do before every board meeting with Don Mayhew. And we wanted to share that with you today. Take a listen.
Hello, my name is Don Mayhew, and I'm a member of your Lincoln Public Schools Board of Education. Welcome to this broadcast of LPS Live Board Preview. We're using Facebook Live to reach out to the community, give you a chance to get to know your elected school board members a little bit better, and talk about some of the important work that we're doing as a district. Keep in mind, if you're watching this live and you have a question for us, type it in the comments below, and if we have time, we'll try to respond to your question live during this broadcast. Last year, one of the Lincoln Board of Education's major goals was directing the Lincoln Public Schools superintendent and his staff to establish a community facility advisory committee. This committee would review facility needs in our school district, identify top facility needs and priorities, and share those recommendations with the superintendent by September 1st. Last January, Superintendent Steve Joel invited approximately 100 community members, LPS staff members, and students to investigate facility and infrastructure needs. Looking forward into the next 7 to 10 years, and over these past 8 months, those committee members attended monthly meetings and even more subcommittee meetings and studied intensive data and information. The committee has now finished their work, and tonight they're going to be presenting their recommendations to the superintendent and the board. Joining me today to tell us more about the work done by this committee is Liz Standish, Associate Superintendent for Business Affairs, and committee co-chairs Maribel Cruz and Nick Cusick. Welcome all. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
All right, Liz, let's start with you. Now, this is not a new process for us. This is something we've done before, something we've been well served by, where we go out and we get all this diverse and various expertise and have them come and look at our data and make their recommendations to us. Why do we do this? What is the value to the district? What's the value to our process?
Lincoln Public Schools has a long tradition of this community process. And when I think about it, I really think about it's just showing a great deal of respect for the fact that our schools are owned by the community. And so when you think about it and you think about here's our community needs, as staff, we can advance, and we did last December, a list of needs. But the question really is for the broader community, is what do you think the needs are? What do you think we need for schools for children in our city? And so as you shape that, the way that you fund it typically is through a bond issue. It's typically asking the community, okay, here's what we'd like to do. We'd like for you to help us pay for it through a bond issue. And so I think it's so critical and so valuable to say, here's some ideas we had. We'd like to get a broad-based community group to see if those are good ideas, if there's ideas we didn't even think of. How do you approach this problem of needing more space for students at different levels? And so that feedback process is really respected in Lincoln Public Schools and valued. This will set a great foundation for the Board of Education's conversations about what are the needs and how do we develop a plan to meet those needs.
Having spoken with my board colleagues, I know we're very much looking forward to hearing what you have to say tonight. One of the things that I think that LPS does very well is we collect and keep data on all of our buildings, and I think that we had good information for this committee to look at. I know we had the whole committee, it was 100 people, and then they broke into 6 subcommittees. What were the focus areas of those 6 subcommittees?
You bet. We had a group who looked specifically at infrastructure needs with existing schools. Mm-hmm. The great thing about Lincoln is we're growing, but we also invest in our core infrastructure of our schools. That group also looked at finance. What would be some of the ways to finance these needs? We had a group who looked at early childhood and community learning centers. We had multiple conversations, which won't be as a surprise to anybody, about the high school experience. What should that be for students in Lincoln? So one group looks specifically at new construction of new high schools. What could that include? Another group looked at athletics and activities. And then a third group looked at focus programs and what could option or focus-based programs bring to the table for Lincoln. And then finally, not just high school, that's not the only place we're growing.
Sure.
We're also growing at elementary and middle schools. So one group looked specifically at elementary, middle schools, and they also began to explore this conversation about, as we have different pockets throughout the community grow, are there alternate grade level configurations that Lincoln might want to consider to meet those needs?
We did have some conversations. We had a task force that looked specifically at the high school question, and I think it is an interesting question this time around. But you're right, the growth is all over and at all grade levels, and so I'm glad we had groups looking at all of those things. So Nick and Maribel, first, thank you so much for co-chairing this committee. I know that this was a lot of time. You facilitated some very important conversations. Let me start with you, Maribel. As you were going through this, what were some of the, I don't want to steal thunder from the presentation that you're going to make to the board tonight, but what were some of the priorities that bubbled up in the conversations that you had as a committee?
Well, I think growth being the theme for all of the committees, how to accommodate growth, what does that look like in each area or pocket of the city, what does that look like down to the school level? And also thinking about the diversity of voices and the desire to really make sure that everyone had an opportunity to voice an opinion, talk about what they thought was a pressing need, do a little blue sky thinking and think ahead, perhaps, in terms of what proactively we could address now for the coming years as well. So growth was definitely a big hot button, as was the diversity of opinion.
Mm-hmm. Growth has been kind of the story of the district for quite a while now, for a long time. Nick, besides growth, what were some of the other priorities that the committees talked about?
Well, certainly one of the items that, along with growth, came the question of what is equity? We obviously have a strong history of equity across of facilities. Mm-hmm. Obviously, our committee was facility-oriented. We weren't curriculum or other aspects of the operations of the district. But looking at facilities, what is equal facilities? Does that mean they're the same, or does it mean they're maybe can be different, but they're still equal? So I think the equality thing, we spent a lot of time on that, and I think our committee, despite their diversity, we spent a lot of time building consensus, and I think you'll see when we come out with the report, it is a strong consensus report. We went out of our way to tell the committee members we didn't want to have a minority opinion and a majority opinion at the end, and I think we really landed on that. So I was really impressed with the group, despite the diversity of opinions on pretty much all the topics that we ultimately came together. It took a while, but it came together. So
equity really resonates with this board, too. This is one of our board goals for the year, is to work on a definition for equity and what that means. And this is the perfect time to be having that conversation as we're looking at possibly a bond issue and building new schools. What does equity of educational experience look like in terms of our facilities? One of the former members of your committee, Dr. Bob Browner, he was serving on the committee and then he ran for and won election to our board. He sits on the school board now. But he said that all of his preconceived notions going into it, and then seeing the data, seeing the information, hearing some of the conversations, everything changed around for the way that he was thinking about things, and that was a surprise for him. Nick, going through this process, were there any surprises for you?
Well, certainly, I've served on this same committee before the last bond issue, so certainly it's not a total surprise of the process, so I had some familiarity with that, but the degree of finances it takes to maintain the buildings we have, with all the buildings, all the assets that we have, it's not just concentrating on building what's new and what's shiny and what adds more capacity, but it's maintaining the capacity that we have, and that's a big undertaking, and I think you'll see that theme come out in our recommendations, certainly from our infrastructure subcommittee. So
how about you, Maribel? Were there any surprises?
I think what was interesting to me was that despite the fact that there was a diversity of opinion regarding the how, there was unity regarding the why, and that everyone was very passionate around their intention, and that is to provide Lincoln's children with the best possible education they can get. And so I think what was really fun was to, again, as Nick said, start to see that consensus building happening and start to understand that, you know, you're zigging, I'm zagging, but we're ending up in the same place. That was quite satisfying.
You've both talked about the consensus, and I can tell you, I've been in committee meetings with three people where we had a hard time agreeing.
How do you get 100 people to consensus on these big questions?
Arm wrestling.
Arm wrestling? Yeah, yeah. It's excellent leadership,
yeah.
Right?
Well, it's excellent leadership.
Yeah, there you go.
Part of Mary Beth. You know, I think it's one of the things we stressed at the very first meeting. You know, we went out of our way to talk about consensus building and how we were going to get there and that we'd work until we did get there. So I think there was value. There was real value in kind of setting the tone early that everyone's opinion mattered. Mm-hmm. And nobody should be shy about stating their opinions, but when push comes to shove, we had to come together mm-hmm. and give and take. And I think, again, that's what we certainly ended up doing. So, and honestly, we had a great group. I mean, it was just an incredible group that good thinkers, broad age ranges, people with and without kids in
a
LPS,
lot of intelligence.
Yeah, people from out of town, mm-hmm. People that you know had more and less knowledge of the school system. A fair number of people whose kids go into parochial school, including myself. So there's a pretty broad range of opinions, and it's somehow
gelled. It all came together.
Somehow gelled. So
well, Nick and Maribel, thank you again for your work on the committee. I'm looking forward to hearing your report tonight, Liz. After we get this information, this important feedback, what are the next steps then for the district?
We have 6 work sessions planned for the Board of Education, yourself mm-hmm. included, and. We have our work cut out for us, so we'll be digging into this information and all the information behind it. And I know one of the goals this year is to look at what's the plan for meeting these facility needs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, all three of you, for joining us. Again, as a reminder, we're going to be having our regular Board of Education meeting in a few minutes at 6 o'clock. And if you like, you can watch that live on our website at www.lps.org. Also, you can watch it on TV, ALLO Channel 23, Charter Spectrum Channel 1303, or Windstream Channel 1080. With that, again, my name is Don Mayhew. Thanks for watching.
I always love these processes, these committees, when they all get together. And gosh, it feels like it was such a long time ago that this group got together for the first time. And they really get to present all of this fantastic work that they've done. And to get so many people, they talked about it there, you know, they can't have like a majority opinion and a minority opinion to get everybody together and say, this is what we think as a group. And there's over 100 of them together to say, here's what we think is the best direction for facilities at LPS.
That general consensus, I remember that first meeting, Nick and Maribel standing up there saying, listen, we understand that you might not agree with everything, but we need general consensus before we go to the board. And they did it. And they started in January, they wrapped it up this summer, and it's exciting to see all that hard work. I mean, not only the committee meetings, but the subcommittee meetings and the meetings outside of the subcommittee meetings, these community members, staff members, students even on the committee put in a lot of hours to gather feedback from the community to make sure the community's voice is heard. And that is so important because I think as Dr. Standish said last night multiple times, this is not our schools, this is Lincoln, the community's schools. And I think that's so important to have their voice.
Well, congratulations to all of them for all the work that they did. And now the board has the difficult job on top of that to take this great, already sort of curated list that this committee has put together and decide within their priorities and say, what can we do with if they put together or put forward the bond issue, what's going to be covered by that bond issue? So still hard work ahead.
Still a lot of work ahead.
Well, that's all we have for today. If there's anything that you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, if it's calendar items, check heartlandathleticconference.org for stuff there. Also on our website, we've got stories and all that things, calendars. Check that all out at lps.org/podcast. Also, if you'd like to subscribe and get notified every Wednesday when we push up a new episode, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, and Spotify. And links to all those services are also at lps.org/podcast. That's all the time we've got for today. Thanks for joining us right here on Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.